Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whatever time it might be whilst you listen to this podcast. Firstly, we want to thank you for listening to DV Radio's podcast, either on Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcast, or wherever you may stream your podcast from. Sadly, just before we went live Saturday, June 3rd, DV Oink found out that one of the Hard Luck Automotive family members, which is a part of the DV Radio family, passed away due to a motorcycle accident after having been struck by a truck which turned in front of him. If you do not know our policy on GoFundMe fundraisers, we cannot vet them all to see if they are legitimate, but we do try to get to those that we know are legitimate. This is one of the rare occasions we will ask you to, if you can, donate to help his family with funeral expenses and a memorial. If you cannot, please spread the word. We may have a show for Cody in the near future, but details are up in the air as of this recording, so please stay tuned for more information about that. We hope you enjoy this episode of Barracks Talk from DV Radio, and please share and spread the word about DV Radio and help us continue by going to the DV Radio store and purchasing some merchandise right now. Whether you pray, ask for good vibes, whatever it may be, please keep Cody and his family in your thoughts.
DV Radio. Nothing to watch on TV. That's why you're listening to Barracks Talk on DVRadio.net, WDVR.
This ain't reality TV!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Well, isn't that special?
Bloody, don't you think you should rephrase that?
Mama said that.
Good day, sir!
Now class is dismissed, gentlemen.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I am the first dick in your ear, Boner Wood, so it's going to be a hard one tonight.
Now, God damn it, Bo, that's just not even fair.
This is Barracks Talk.
This is Inside the Nut House, man.
We got Sergeant Wardog.
Oh, I just broke out of the rubber room, dog.
The Bacon Man himself, oink.
You are truly putting the D in the B when it comes to DV Radio.
Mr. Recoil.
I prefer to be referred to as Belly and Down.
And don't know where the fuck Google is.
I told you, it's my computer, it's not me.
That's exactly how I feel.
We probably had a few too many to drink, you know what?
20 bucks.
Can I get a thimble full of Sweet Baby Ray's, please?
We don't have it.
Saturday's right. Gonna be even more entertaining.
Illogical.
We still have the DV Radio store for those wondering. Shit's still there. You can buy shit.
Buying shit's good, okay?
Oh, we haven't even gotten there yet.
You fucking got me there already.
Love and military barracks talking around this mother.
How's your back feeling after that penis reduction?
You're tuned in to WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Because this is how it is. On DV Radio.
Good God fucking shit damn ass, monkey balls, donkey dick. That's how it fucking is here at DVRadio.net, WDVR. It's Barracks Talk. We're live or we're on podcasts or some bullshit. I don't fucking know anymore. I'm done. It can all go straight to fucking hell in a handbasket, and I'll drive the motherfucking bus that pulls the goddamn handbasket, throws it into the deepest, fiery, spiky ass pits of hell.
But hey, it's June.
What? What a fucking intro. Oh my God. That was epic. That was epic. What an intro.
I'm Boner Wood. It's June 3rd, 2023. Or so my computer says.
But at least you got that right.
I can't rely on computers. I can't rely on software.
Nope.
That's how this fucking night's going. And it all started within the last 45 minutes. Who would have thunk it? Y'all don't need to know what's going on out there in DV Radio land, but just know that I legitimately was so pissed off. I was on the brink of tears. Like, I wasn't sad. I was fucking pissed. Like, and I know Oink and Wardog heard it in my voice when I got them back in Zoom.
0 to 100.
Like, I was trying to keep my cool. You know, I done my thing, right? I think I kept my cool pretty good for a long ass time. And then finally, I basically blew my lid, but I didn't do it in Oink and Wardog's ear. That's the gist of it. Like, I said some stuff, but it sure as fuck wasn't what was on my mind. Like, and I know Oink and Wardog was like, ain't gonna say nothing. Just let him be. Just let him do his thing.
That's what bros do.
And I love y'all motherfuckers for it. Now that I'm off my fucking, you know what? It ain't even a soapbox. It ain't even a goddamn hobby horse. It's a fucking fiery goddamn asshole pit of hell day. That's what it is. I mean, it was 85 degrees today. Then it rained. Then it thundered. And JJ's at a vendor. And it's supposed to rain and storm some more. And you know what? Fuck today. Fuck June 3rd, 2023.
Fuck today. I will agree. Yeah.
Make sure you title this episode appropriately.
Oh, it's getting called F hyphen U hyphen C hyphen K hyphen today. If it'll let me fucking do it. Cause you know, the last time I put ass, it was like, oh no, you can't say ass. Now onto some even sadder news. I'll let Oink take this one over because I can't do this one. I can't.
Yeah. It caught me by surprise. I'm getting set up for the show tonight. And, I had to, you know, both laptop was fucking being slow as shit. So I thought I was going to throw that fucking thing. But I'm sitting next to the desktop and it's like, oh, scroll Facebook while I'm waiting for this fucking laptop. And unfortunately, you know, I was catching up with our friends over there at Hard Luck. And, you know, I know they were moving, so they were going to be closed for a while. And I haven't seen a post from them. So I went onto their page. And unfortunately, we have the sad news of passing along that Cody, the young man that volunteered there at Hard Luck, had passed away last night. No details as of right now of what happened, but as they become available, follow Hard Luck's page for more information on that. But Cody was one of those guys that I remember, you know, even Fester was giving the kid a hard time when he was around, you know, doing the radiothon for Ty. And, you know, the pride that Tony and Adam both had in that young man, you know, his wisdom for being such, you know, a young age, showed a lot there. So, you know, it's with sad news that obviously we pass that information along to everybody. But our thoughts and prayers are definitely with Tony and Adam and Cody's family right now during this hard time, because, I mean, he was barely, what, 20, 21, I think we were figuring out. So, I mean, to be taken this soon from everybody is just it's tragic. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
fuck June 3rd, 2023.
Fuck June 3rd, 2023. Fuck, I got two goddamn fucking fingers for you, June 3rd, and I got a cock you can suck. Albeit it's the size of my thumb, you can still suck it and kiss my white ass.
Oh wow! I'll be damned, psych ward gang.
Gang, gang.
But yeah, that's unfortunate in the news. Like I said, wow, sad, you know, somebody taken that young is just, it's tragic.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you say? Right? Like,
yep.
Sorry, don't begin to cover shit. That's not a vacuum cleaner. That's Oink's laptop.
Yes, it is.
We figured that one
last
out.
Fucking leg.
Yeah. I'm going to send you a damn laptop, dude. Computer, something. I'm sending you something. Yeah. So welcome to Barracks Talk, DV Radio, baby. Yeah. This is how we do shit. Yeah. All these listeners tonight, they're like, God damn, I didn't want to hear all this. I tuned in at the wrong night. Oh, thank you all from Washington to Sacramento or Nevada, wherever the fuck that is. I think somebody was in chat last week and was like, that's me. I'm in Nevada. CV, Texas, Mama Fester, somebody up in Michigan. And our German listener, and as always, our fed. Got to have our fed up in here.
Yep.
There's a fed in the house. Say woo, woo. Woo,
no, woo. I thought it was hootie hoo, hootie hoo.
Oh, you know about that, huh? Oh,
I told you, man. I told you. I grew up there. I told you.
Oh, wow.
Told you I grew up in the ghetto.
Don't nobody, I realize now if you know that song. Holy shit.
Don't nobody believe me. Oh, man. Do they even do that anymore?
No.
They don't. That used to be a thing, man. Like, it's usually the kids, right? Kids on the bikes or the kids that are just playing outside or whatever, and see some popo roll up. or is that dude that's not slinging? He's either carrying or he's money bags. It's one of them. It's always one of them. It's never who the fuck you expect it to be. It's not the one that looks like the criminal, right? Like, it's always the cute angel innocent ones that flash the lights. Whole damn thing. Yeah, and they're the ones that, so to speak, flash the lights, you know, because in the South, it is common courtesy. If you pass a law sitting on the side of the road, once you get past it, you flash the headlights to everybody going by to warn them that there's a cop at the
road. Hell yes.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, I'm Boner Wood. We got Oink and Sergeant Wardog up in this business. How y'all doing tonight? Other than the fucked up June 3rd, 2023.
Well, yeah, other than that, all right, I suppose. I didn't have to fucking work, so that's a plus.
That's definitely a plus plus. How about you, Wardog? Yeah,
I'm over here parking lot pimping, baby. You know me. Saturday night. It's a red light special, you know what I mean? You got the Saturday night vibe going on, you know. And I love that sale that you got going on at the DV Radio store with, like,
you like that? Get
trippy with Sergeant Wardog or something like that.
Triple Sergeant Wardog.
Or it said, like, get trippy, right?
It says trip with Sergeant Wardog.
Yeah, there you go. Trip with Sergeant Wardog. There you go.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I got to have some fun, right? And it's sort of clickbait at the same time. After I'd done it, I thought about it. I was like, damn, that's some clickbait out the ass right there. But it wasn't meant to be clickbait. It was meant to, as the joke, right, that we have here, where Sergeant Wardog is tripping on acid, and hence why we made the tie-dye shirts. But I was like, this promo is trippy as fuck. And I got to sitting there thinking, and I was like, damn, that's something I do for Wardog. Ah, shit. You gonna trip with Wardog? And I just went with it, dude.
And it's crazy because I'm sober 90% of the time on this show.
I love it.
At least he's honest. You know, the other 10%, you gotta guess.
I was about to say. 9% it's a little bit of smoke, and that 1% it's, dude, I need a drink. Give me the fucking drink.
Yep. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you, CB66. I certainly do appreciate it. Sorry, Mama Fester. I just got back over in chat, or I would have said who pissed in my cornflakes. It's the fucking computer, the fucking window. Fuck software. Let's get off that. Let's get off that. Let's get away from that. Oh, there is somebody in Cali tonight. Okay. I zoomed in even further. Seen them pop up. It didn't do like that one week where I'm literally on the map and I zoom in, see everybody, and it like wigs out a second and other pins pop up showing me where listeners are. I was like, oh shit, it fucked all up. Oh man. Shit. But yeah, JJ's not with us tonight because He was at a vendor. I don't know if he still is. I don't even know where he was at with the vendor. My microphone seems off. It should be off just like every goddamn thing else tonight, right?
Yeah, right.
Fucking Christ. We can't get away from it. Excuse me. It was Amazonian weather today. And I mean that. It was like 85 fucking degrees. Then out of nowhere, the heavens opened up and pissed. Like straight up fucking pissed everywhere for like an hour and a half. It's like, this is great. And then JJ's like, oh man, we're getting hit from Greensboro. And I'm like, dude, I've already gotten hit. What are you talking about? But I didn't say nothing. Didn't say nothing.
I think we've reached our fourth day of 60 degree or higher, finally.
Really? That's good.
Not a row. I mean, the first three were like clear back fucking in May sometime. And it's been like the fucking 50s. It's like we're stuck forever in a fucking day. And I think today is right at, well, here in Palmer anyway, is right at 60 degrees. So, yay, we're reaching summer, I guess.
We're reaching summer. Oh, I got to mention, somebody took advantage of that. They had 20% off this month. They got like $300-something worth of shit. I don't know what the fuck they going to do with all of it. Probably sell it on eBay or some shit and double its price. But thank you. That'll get us the website paid off. So
Side hustle.
Speaking of that promo, it is through June 5th. If you missed it, it's 20% off of everything. That's your entire order. Go over to dvradio.net. If you're not there, go on there and click on the DV Radio store and start putting shit in your cart. And then there's a redeem button at the top of the page. Be sure you click that redeem button so you can get your 20% off. I think with the $300-some order, that's like $70, give or take. So.
Hell yeah.
Let's see. What else? DVFarm.org. We still need to raise that $25,000 for the septic system. Or we can't help veterans. Literally, we can't. So the sooner we get that money raised, we will be able to help veterans again. I can't stress no more how important it is to get that septic system done. $25,000. You can help us out, whether it's you know somebody or you can share it or you can donate or whatever. That's all I can ask of you. If you've missed it, I don't know how the fuck you did, but if you somehow missed it, you can now listen to DV Radio. That's right. On Spotify. After a couple of years of going back and forth and them saying, we will not add you because you're over 83 minutes long. Some reason they added us. Now, for the numerous amount of people saying, but there's nobody like iTunes and Spotify that have all the episodes, man. I want to listen to all their episodes, eh? I don't know why they have Canadian accents. It just happened. But that's because they're not the host of the podcast. They are distributing the podcast. So you can only get so many of the podcast from distributors. If you want the entire catalog that didn't get deleted from the previous host, you have to go to Podbean. That's the only other way you can listen to all of the podcasts. I don't know why you want to go back that far, but more power to you. Because we were fucked up, didn't know what the fuck we were doing, like we do now.
I had an itinerary then.
That nobody fucking used. Speaking of that, I was doing something, and for some reason I went through and listened to one of the old shows, and it was when Six was in the shows on a constant basis. We had the itinerary, and I think it had JJ was on with us for some reason that night, and Six goes, how's everybody doing? And I inserted crickets because nobody answered, and JJ goes, I'm fine. And Six goes, straight as all hell. He goes, no, save that for the show. Please don't talk during the pre-show. We need to save it for the show.
And then without skipping a beat, he goes, what's on the itinerary? I need to look at the itinerary. And JJ goes, oh shit, me too. It can't be a show without an itinerary. It's like, oh, these motherfuckers, right? These motherfuckers. These motherfuckers. I'm gonna kick them in the ass. Oh, me. Let's see. What else? Oh, the huge ass fucking book giveaway. If you didn't know, tonight is your absolute last chance to sign up to get in on the book giveaway. It's probably the only time we will do this because the grand prize winner gets 7 signed books from veteran authors. 7 signed books. That's a lot of signed books. Let me put that in perspective. That's 1, 2, 3. That's over half a dozen books signed by veteran authors. If you want to get in on that, be sure you go to DV Radio Substack or go to DVRadio.net, scroll down to the bottom and click on newsletter sign up. It's completely free. All you got to do is give us your email address and we might send a newsletter once a week. You might get 4 newsletters a month, maybe a couple more, but they won't be spam. And then you might go a month and not get shit from us and then be, hey, it's been a minute. Let me update you. Yeah, and that's all that we use your email for. That's it. But those books will be from Carla Nimitz, her 2 books, JJ's 2 books, and Betsy Ross's 3 books. The grand prize will get all of them signed. Second place will get all of them, but only Carla's books will be signed. And then 3rd, 4th, and 5th place winners will only get a copy of Carla's signed coloring book. Correct, Oink?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then we'll do the drawing next Saturday, June 10th. And I'll put your emails in a little wheel spinner thingy. It'll be everything before the at Yahoo, Gmail, Proton, whatever.com. And then I'll spin it and I'll say your email. And if that's you, I'm going to email you. Don't you fucking email me, motherfuckers, because I'm watching. I'm watching. I'll email you. Get your contact information and we'll ship those out as soon as we can. That's how that'll work. So tonight is your last chance. If I see that anybody signed up June 4th on, it don't count. I'm sorry. If you're already signed up to the DV retarded newsletter.
Yes, fucking hard.
If you're already signed up to the DV radio newsletter, you already are in the drawing for the books. That's how that works. If you paid the DV radio newsletter, you don't get extra entries. I want to make that clear because, and I appreciate it. It really does help us. We did have a couple people sign up to, for the monthly, I think it's like $8. Thank you for that. First and foremost, if you thought it was going to get you extra entries, it's not, but it does go back into DV radio, i.e. paying bills. And when we get enough money put up, then we'll invest it into other things to grow DV radio. Right now, I am funding DV radio. I topped it up last month. Was it last month or the month before?
Yeah, it was one of them months. Sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. But, yeah. With the help of Oink. With the help of Oink. I should say. I need to put that out. I need to make that clear. With the help of Mr. Oink. And he knows I appreciate it. I can't thank him enough for that. But money aside, those of you that listen, those of you that share the posts, those of you that share the podcasts, those of you that buy the merch, those of you that spread the word about DV radio, thank you. Seriously, thank you. If you didn't do that, if you didn't listen, if you didn't spread the word and get new listeners, why do we do this? Why keep doing it? I know a lot of the stuff we talk about is beating a dead horse. Beating a dead horse. That's what we're doing. Beating a bad horse. Beating a dead horse. Look, man, it's been a fucking day, all right? It's been a June 3rd, 2023 is what it's been, all right?
Gotcha.
God damn, I need to huff and puff on something. I need to do something. God damn, dude. Give me some of that shit that you got, Ward. I am so goddamn chipped in. Like, y'all don't even know right now. Jesus Christ. Oh, me. But we appreciate it. We sincerely appreciate it. And we thank you. And I know those that you have introduced DV Radio to on some level appreciate it. And then obviously the organizations, nonprofits and individuals that help, help do things for veterans and their families and et cetera. They appreciate you getting people over here to DV Radio so they can tell you what they do. Plain and simple. Right. All right. It's been a day and blow, Stacey. Yes. And blow and blow. But you know what? Let me call up that hooker. I think she had some on her ass crack last time. Anyway, what you guys been up to this week?
Chilling, bro.
Well,
Oink wasn't really chilling now, was he?
Not really. I've been, work is work. We got one day with a little overtime in there, but that was about it, really.
Had any, happy little accidents?
No accidents, actually. That was just a picture we seen and that Mama Fester sent us. And
well, you know, people actually thought something happened. I'm just letting you know that.
I know.
There's some people that take the shit we put up seriously.
Well, the funny thing is we sent it to our boss and, you know, I said, hey, boss, you got any soak-up pads? We might have had an accident. And I was like, ah, fuck, he's got a bad ticker. I might want to actually say just kidding. So I replied back, just kidding. Found this online. No big deal. He goes, he replied back finally about 15, 20 minutes later. He goes, I wouldn't put it past you two guys because me and Frosty were together all week. So
I got to looking at Insights this morning to see why we all of a sudden got 250,000 reach this week. Right. You know what fucking post got us basically 140,000 reach? You won't believe which one it was. Just guess.
I can't even begin to guess, to be honest.
Yeah, I can't remember at the moment. I happen to be intoxicated.
This motherfucker asked me if I was huffing too. He came and said intoxicated. It was the Oregon post that I put up. The one,
really?
The one with the fucking letter to Derek to not hit 32. Because it'll cause the plastic to crash down from the ceiling. What the fuck does that even mean? Where the fuck are you at where you've got an organ that when you hit the fucking base, it's going to cause plastic to fall from the ceiling? You in a goddamn Lego house? What the fuck? You in a goddamn fucking pick them up. What's the sticks? Pick up. What was the fucking? I know you know what I'm talking about. Those sticks you dropped and then you had to pick them up. They were all different kinds of colors and shit. They're like skewers.
It was picture, but I can't think of the name.
I can't either. I want to say pick 'em up sticks, but I know that's not it. That's why I kept on going, pick them up. Everybody calling the fucking house. Jesus goddamn Christ. Pick up sticks. So I was right. Pick them up sticks. I was fucking right. Dude, fuck June 3rd, 2023. Oh my God. Oh, we're losing listeners fast, boy. We losing them fast. Jesus Christ. Oh, me. What you been up to this week, Wardall? I know you said chilling, but you ain't been doing nothing.
Same as always. I have not been on my proper workout with the sauna suit thing going on.
Too hot.
I've been slacking off on that pretty hard, but I'm about to get back on it. What'd you say, bro?
I said, is it too hot?
No, not even that. That's just personal motivation. Plus, you know, how we all have aches and pains from our injuries or whatnot. So
I got you.
That sort of thing.
I feel you there, man.
Just that. And then next week I got a back procedure coming on, a real small procedure, but then that's about it.
Is it one of those inpatient things or?
Oh, yes, but out the same day. It's going to be with the Dallas VA. These are some of my first experiences with the Dallas VA system. And I got to admit, everything's been great so far.
You know, outside of Duke and Chapel Hill, I heard that Texas was one of the best places to get surgeries.
Wow, that's what's up, man.
Don't hold it. Don't hold that, you know, up to a light or anything, because that's just what I've heard. Don't
sue me for malpractice and shit. I mean, I didn't do it.
Don't go up in there and be like, Bo said. But I have heard good things about Texas as far as, you know, treatment is concerned. I don't want to say how they treat their employees, but patient treatment. Any of y'all totally ever been to Duke or anything?
Nope.
No, I always wanted to go to a basketball game, though.
I mean, they having them all the time, man. I mean, shit, you can get in fucking easy.
Yeah, until you've seen the prices, especially Coach K's last fucking year. I tried to look up tickets just to get to his last game against, like, North Carolina or something, because my father-in-law is a big Duke fan. So I was just curious just to see what it would cost. Dude, that thing cost more than a fucking airline ticket bill from Alaska to get down there. I mean, back.
Yeah,
they were going for like $2,500 to $5,000.
I remember just that.
Just for one seat. I was like, holy shit.
One of my teachers actually took out a loan. I'm not joking. He took out a loan to go get tickets for that game.
Wow.
Well, hell, you had to. Unless you knew somebody.
And I was a big sports fan back then. I loved baseball and basketball and shit, you know. And even I was like, no, ain't happening. I think it's crazy the fucking prices people will pay to go to places, concerts, venues. Like, I get, you know, MSRP price, right? I get that. What the band and I'll have to charge you so they can make a little bit after paying the ridiculous amount of fees they have to pay everybody. That doesn't bother me as much as third and fourth party ticket sellers and scalpers, right? Like, I seen a thing the other day, because I try to keep up with tech news as well as like science and music and stuff like that. And you guys remember the big console inventory crises of 2020, right? PlayStation 5 and Xbox One or whatever it is.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know, we had these people out here buying all these fucking consoles up, and now that they're back on the market, people ain't going to buy these $1,500 fucking consoles no more. They're going to buy a $400 or $500 console. And then there speaks of the PS5 Pro coming out in a couple months, up to a year. and you still going to get a drop in price on the main console. So it's going to be like $350 brand new. And and the guys and women that bought these fucking, you know, PlayStations have to keep them because they can't sell them for $2,000. And they're complaining that nobody's buying them. It's like, karma, bitch.
Yep.
I mean, really, that's how I look at it. I mean, I know one of my friends, I think it was before you or I got one oink. They said that they spent a pretty penny for their PlayStation 5. And I said, not me.
Nope.
They said, you're going to be waiting a while. I was like, okay. About two months later, it was February and they already had them in stock. I was like, looks like I'm waiting 2 weeks on delivery.
Yeah, we waited a little bit for some of the stores up here to, you know, play catch up. Mm-hmm. The initial run, I think like each store made maybe 10 to 15 each.
Yeah.
Target, Walmart, all that. And of course they sold out fucking faster and shit. And then of course you just had to wait. But yeah, I think it was like the second run, the second run or so, I was able to get ours.
And you know, my son
took off work and he got his too. So.
And you know, I can't really blame companies at that time for not giving a lot of inventory out. Because people were out of jobs. Nobody was buying shit. Who would have thought that people was going to drop $500 on a goddamn console?
Well, when you can't go out and entertain yourself anymore because half the places are closed.
But that's the thing too, right? There was a lot of people that couldn't afford it that were out trying to buy one.
And I'm like, that's true too. That's true.
Goddamn, y'all worse than the people I know that have no money but go on trips every fucking week. I mean, shit. When we didn't have no money, it was hootie hoo. You know what I mean? Like, oh, shit. Oh, man. You know what? I need to go over there because I don't think I even looked at it. I did leave comments open on our newsletter today that I sent out, saying that if you wanted to give us suggestions on what to talk about tonight, you could leave us a comment. Oh, look at that. No comments. I'm terrible. I know. So you guys got anything you're looking forward to this week?
Sports still. It's the NBA Finals. But I'm pretty sure, I think it's NHL hockey.
Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Nice. I keep seeing MJ in the fucking stories, man. What are they talking about Jordan for?
Oh, I don't even know. I haven't been.
Probably, LeBron choking.
Oh, okay.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Well, I did see something. Was it, is it Barkley, the bald headed dude that does the thing with, Shaq?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Dude, I ain't watched sports in forever. All right. Cut me some slack. I remember him. I remember the main ones from the 90s. That's about it.
Yeah.
I did see something where he was talking about how bad of a person Jordan was to play with. And I'm like, y'all wasn't complaining when y'all was making millions of dollars. What's the problem now?
Oh, that was Pippen, wasn't it? Scotty was making those comments, his teammate.
It might have been him too, but I know I distinctively seen Charles talking about something with Jordan on how bad it was to work with him. But I know they're friends, so I don't know if what he was saying was serious or not. It was a serious comment. Like, what? I can't even remember what he said because I've seen a couple of them this week. But one of them was like, he was serious. He wasn't laughing. He didn't have that Charles Barkley fucking, you know, smite or anything. And I was like, huh. And I know Pippen, man, he puts everybody down, it seems like. Or is that just me?
I think those 2 years that he was gone, he was happy. You know what I'm saying? Because he was the main man on the team there for a while. And then
this is very true.
He made his return and he became second fiddle again. Don't get me wrong. Scotty was a hell of a player too in his own right. But you, when you're playing on with a guy that's as great as fucking Jordan was, I mean, come on, let's be honest.
I know a lot of people didn't like Jordan because he was the team. You know what I mean? Like, he done it all. He fucking guarded and he pointed, blah, he done it all. Like,
yep. But it still takes a team to win. I mean, you can't take on five guys all by yourself. So, you know, you still had, you know, your Tony Kukoc, your fucking Steve Kerr, the little guy on the outside shooting the fucking threes and, you know, the entire team. But, yeah, I mean, Jordan was, I mean, in my opinion, personal opinion, is still the greatest player of all time. I mean,
he's at least one of the greatest players.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I would go as far as to say him, Bird, Shaq, and what's his name? Fuck. He was going out when they were all coming in, and I can't think of his goddamn name. Anyway, at least those three or four are right there battling for first. You know what I mean?
Right on.
And I don't think Larry gets enough accolades. I know recently with all this, you know, let's have nostalgia time. People start talking about him, but I'm like, we were around then. We loved him. Y'all didn't. Like, y'all used his ass. Oh, Mag said Jordan's son is dating Pippen's ex. All right, so that's why Pippen's upset.
That could be a good reason.
Jordan is taking the team for a ride. Oh.
Wow.
That ain't right. That ain't right. That ain't right. I'm going to hell, aren't I? But, I mean, if it's his ex-wife, I mean, can you really be mad? I mean, wait, which ex-wife? How long have they been exes? That's the next question I guess I should have asked.
Right?
I mean, if it's been like 2 days after divorce papers have been signed, then yeah, I got a problem with it. But if it's been like, I don't know, years, I'd be like, I divorced her for a reason, bitch. Oh, man. I mean, whatever.
She's an ex.
Right? I mean, I don't know him. I just... And that's another thing, too, right? Do y'all ever give a shit about if somebody got divorced or somebody got married or somebody cheated that's in the limelight?
Not personally.
I mean, I might have that moment where it's like, oh, hell, really? Now, if somebody like... Kurt Russell and what's her name divorce, I'd be like, goddamn, what happened? Because they've been together since the 80s. And I'd be like, damn, what happened? But it wouldn't be like, oh, no. You know, I don't give a shit. I'm like, Lord, I don't give a shit. Like, it ain't no different than your friends splitting up with somebody and you going, you get it, girl, or yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about. Right? I mean, is it really that different? They're just in the limelight, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I get it's a news story. I really don't even get that. Why is it even a news story? Why do people even give a shit how rich people's personal lives are? I mean, seriously. Why
is it pick them up for their own little personal lives that they're worthless? I have no idea. I really don't. I don't bother myself with fucking.
Well, you know, that's the thing too, right?
Shit.
You look at that and then you look at social media and what does everybody do on social media? You try to one up somebody or you try to follow these things and you look at how bad somebody's life is. You're like, glad I ain't that person, right? It's like, I think that's part of it. Like you said, like, I think it's one of those, well, if they rich and they're getting broke up, I got it good because we've been together for 5 minutes and we ain't even got a child. So Some of y'all moving too damn fast out there. Y'all need to slow the fuck. Y'all need to turn that Jake brake on and let them fucking pistons work for you for a minute. God damn. Everybody going, what's a Jake brake? Why pistons? You let the engine slow your ass down. That's what I'm talking about. Larsa Pippen, 48, opened up about her relationship with 32. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. I guess I'm glad I'm not one of those people that follows that shit, I guess. I don't know.
Actually, man, I think most veterans are.
That follow that stuff?
No, I think most veterans don't follow the stuff.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was going, yeah, anyway, sorry. I think you're right. I think for the most part, especially our generations, really don't give a fuck. You keep your nose out of other people's business, and they keep their nose out of your business. That's how it always went. I don't know. I think the only one that ever bothered me was Princess Di and Charles. I think that's the only one that ever bothered me, because I think we all can agree that that was some shady shit on how they died. What do I know?
You conspiracy theorist son of a bitch.
You goddamn right. Never goddamn one of them's come true so far, so fucking nail me to a cross, bitch.
All right. Were we wrong about COVID? Fuck no.
Was I wrong about CIA and JFK? No, bitches. And everybody just let that shit slide by. Didn't give a flying fuck. There's a lot more out there, but I found out while watching sports. Dude, I didn't even know SportsCenter was a thing anymore. That tells you how fucking long it's been since I've watched anything sports. I heard she's alive. I've not heard that one, Stacey. She took a wrong turn at Albuquerque. That's all I can think of with that fucking gif. Fucking Bugs Bunny and his Albuquerque. Yeah. I'm done. Fucking done. Oh, me. Are you guys got any plans for the summer?
Next month, I got a daughter who's getting married, and I'm officiating that wedding.
What is this, like the sixth daughter that's getting married?
No, my actual daughter between my wife and I, our only daughter.
I know.
Daughter number two, the non-Facebook daughter.
your goddamn show blew up. The one I put Oinks Morris show. Goddamn. I was like, they really want to hear about this damn Morris show with Oink. I bet there's all disappointed.
Like a Walk and Mari show for a little bit, you know.
You know, there's all disappointed when they started listening to it. And I got to your story. I wonder if we could stage that with Mari. That would be great. That would just so, dude, you gotta admit, that would be fucking great. For 19-year-old Tyler, Oink. You are the father.
God damn it.
War Dog standing there as a damn security guard for the crowd. I can see it now. Yep. I can see it now. I'll be behind the producer's podium. You know when they talk to the producer and he's over there behind the podium? I'll be that guy. I had the big ass, those big ass fucking headphones. Why the fuck do those producers have those gigantic ass goddamn fucking monitor fucking headphones. You don't need those. You don't need $3,000 fucking headphones for a fucking monitoring of a fucking studio show. You don't fuck $80 Sony studio monitors. That's it. You don't need no fucking thousands of dollar fucking headphones. What the fuck? And not only that, they look like the shit we had when we were working on Macintosh, back when we had the floppy disk, not the hard floppy disk, the floppy disk that had fucking Oregon Trail on it and Dying of Listeria. and you had to type in what you wanted the computer to do. You right. couldn't just click fucking icons on that bitch. Oh, me.
C prompt run.
Dude, I hated how specific you had to be too, right? Like, if you put one wrong thing in, and if it was one of those long ones, you had to start all the way back over. It's like, really? I think that's what made a lot of us happy when point and click came out. Dude, that was so fucking cool. You could point and click to go through the goddamn story. Oh, man, this looks so vividly real. fucking 16-bit fucking characters. Goddamn squares on a goddamn screen.
Fucking Minecraft today. Was high digital.
Oh, my God. Fucking hell. What's wrong with us? I got tired of that green, though. That fucking green on the mat.
Yeah.
That would hurt your eyes. That legitimately would hurt your eyes looking back on it. Like, they talk about how bad the monitors are on your eyes today. No. I can tolerate the fuck out of this. You get me in front of a CVC? I can't even say now. CCC? Anyway, the old tube monitors. You get in front of that shit and you set for an hour, you done. You clocking out for the rest of the night. You might as well get sunglasses and ice packs on your eyes like you burned them with a goddamn welder. I think a couple of us have been there before. Oh, me. Pitfall. That's it. I love that game. I played the shit out of that game on Atari. Fuck, dude. That's probably why my fucking analog stick is the way it is on my fucking Atari. Hey, it's Frogger. You remember that episode of Seinfeld where he was getting that arcade cabinet of Frogger and he had to keep it hooked up? So it wouldn't lose his high score and he tries to go across the fucking road like fucking Frogger, no less. If y'all have not seen that episode of Seinfeld, you really need to see it. It's a good episode. Then there's one where they get a bobblehead that talks and for some reason they're wanting this bobblehead. I can't remember why, but they lose it and it gets lost in this pothole that gets paved over. And every time somebody drives over it, it makes the noise that it was supposed to make or whatever. Oh, me. I'm a simple man. For those that don't, I'm very simple. Very so. Real life makes me laugh. Okay. Anyway. Any business we need to get out of the way before we start doing last thoughts?
That I can think of.
How about you, Wayne?
Nah, it's work, home, repeats, rinse, repeat, do it again. Yeah, work, and then sleep. Maybe sleep. I don't know. Sleep's in there somewhere. No, sure? No, I ain't got nothing, man.
Are you sure sleep's in there somewhere?
It might be. Fuck, I don't know.
excuse me. Don't forget, if you're listening and you want to sign up to possibly win the 7 autographed books from Carla, JJ, and Betsy Ross, you need to sign up to the DV Radio newsletter. You can do that by going to dvradio.net, clicking on newsletter sign up, or you can go to Substack and look for DV Radio, or it's dvradio.substack.com or something like that. Tonight is your absolute last chance to sign up for that. Any after June 3rd will not count as an entry. No, your paid subscription to the DV Radio newsletter does not count as extra entries, but we do appreciate it and it will go back in the DV Radio. If you want to save money and buy some merchandise, you can go over to dvradio.net right now. Click on the DV Radio store tab and through June 5th, you get 20% off of everything. So you've got until Monday. I wanted to make sure and my calendar didn't open up right when I clicked on it.
Oh, I thought you had a little stutter going on.
No, I was like, oh God. Oh God, I'm going to fuck this up. And when I clicked, I clicked on that fucking display thing that brings up the window on the right with your notifications. But yes, that ends on Monday. So be sure you go to dvradio.net, click on the DV Radio store, buy you some shit. Sorry. Support either DV Radio, Betsy Ross, Sergeant Wardlaw, PTS Dog, DV Farm, Change Unchained, DV Against DV, which goes towards Change Unchained. And get your 20% off through June 5th. Oink! Or no, wait, you need to be last. I almost fucked that up.
Gotta be last again.
Sergeant Wardlaw, last thoughts.
Psych Ward Gang, representing mental health in the military community. If you happen to run into any type of mental health crisis, please do not be ashamed or afraid to dial 988 and press option 1. Again, any mental health crisis that you have, do not be ashamed or afraid to dial 988 and press 1 for option 1. Have a great week. Keep your head up. Hold down the game. Salute.
100%. Also, you can go to dysfunctionalveterans.com. There's some vet resources over there and parental control apps from Change Unchained. Oink.
Yes, sir.
All right, Dick.
Hey, folks, if you're feeling down and you need to talk to somebody, head over to ObjectiveZero.org or even if you have an Objective Zero app on your phone. And there's a master standing by 24/7 willing to talk to you about anything. So you search by MOS, by branch of service. There's options out there, folks. So if you really want to talk to somebody, get stuff off your chest and you got a vent, Objective Zero is a good place for it.
Again, 100,000%. Trying to think. DVFarm.org, if you can help us out with that $25,000 to rebuild that entire septic system so we can start getting veterans back at the farm. Not only would we appreciate it, those veterans that are homeless and addicted would greatly appreciate it. That's what we're doing it for. It's not going in our pocket. It's going to whoever fixed the septic system. So... if you can help us out, dvfarm.org. I shouldn't have drunk that apple juice, dude. It's fucking with my throat. I think it's
because she said.
Hey, ooh, look at here now, whoa. God damn it. Motherfucker. Look. Hootie hoo. Oh, me. I want to, again, thank everybody that tuned in live. If you're not listening live, but you're on podcast, thank you. If you do share the podcast, thank you again. I don't care where you share it, whether it's on a forum, Facebook pages, Twitter circle jerks, Telegram groups, or wherever. We do appreciate it. I appreciate it. Oink, Wardlaw, JJ, Google DV6, Nevermore. We all appreciate it, and the listeners appreciate it as well. Am I forgetting anything? I feel like I'm forgetting something.
Oh, it always feels like that, bro, especially when you're on live.
It is June 3rd,
2023. Yeah, fuck June 3rd, 2023. I'm
telling you. We're going to try to get up some more reels as time goes as well. So if you guys hear audio bits that you hear in the podcast, let us know. Let us know what podcast it is, what's said, and where it's at, and we'll try to grab it. Good night, Mama P. Hope you have good rest of your weekend. Good night, Mag 44. Hoo-de-hoo!
You know, you know.
If you know, you know. Good night, CV. Good night, Stacy. For everybody else, good night. We thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. For Oink, Wardog, JJ, who's not here, I'm Bonerwood. You just heard Barrett's talk right here on WDVRDVRadio.net. Until next week, fucksicles.
Bye-bye.
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
That's all, folks.
Goodbye, motherfucker!
Radio.